The Daily Dilemma on Beat.
It's the last one. We will have some of the best ones from the year over Christmas. This is it until January 5th. Your problems, you'll have to deal with yourself.
There is a problem here. There is a problem. I was trying to access my email. I've been locked out of everything. I've locked out of my WhatsApp.
She's getting authenticated all morning. Nothing more annoying.
Right, this is the last dilemma.
I just said that.
Oh, sorry.
I said it when you were in Tesco. Yeah.
This is the last official dilemma. Here you go. Hey guys, I'm stuck in a nightmare. Help. I'm going out with a girl and she's a twin. Ooh. We are together 6 months and I'm mad about her. Two nights ago, we had a big house party in an Airbnb. There was a huge gang of us. I woke up the next morning and I was in bed with the wrong twin.
Oh, no.
Doing what?
We were spooning. She woke first. I nearly died when I realised. She opened her eyes, looked at me and smiled. Then she kissed me on the cheek and said, I won't say anything. Then she had to leg it. Her and her twin are gone to Austria skiing with their family and won't be back until after Christmas. It turns out that my girlfriend thought I had gone home during the night as I had a text from her saying she will text me when she lands. I am filled with guilt. I don't know what happened and I don't know what to do. Do I come clean? Please help. Oh my.
God, a scandal to finish off. They're obviously identical twins that he got confused and he might have just spooned.
He might have.
Yeah. Come on, let's
give him the benefit of the doubt.
I don't know. Yeah.
The weirdest thing about this and for me is her reaction. The other twins.
I won't say anything.
Won't say anything.
That would freak me out. Like, that would make me think something did happen. Like, why else would you
be
so...
Why would she kiss on the cheek?
Because why did she not just wake up and go, oh, geez, like, if nothing happened, why did the other twin, twin two, not wake up and go, oh, my God.
What's going on?
Like, this...
Because the other thing, like, I'm led to believe from anyone I've spoken to, twins are really close. Like, more closer than other sisters, that she would do anything that might hurt her sister, her twin.
Yeah, she doesn't sound very nice if she's saying...
Do you know what? I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt, as in just like...
He fell into bed, he was looking for someone, it looked like his girlfriend, he jumped in, they cuddled,
and
that
was it.
Not even
that, but just like twins, when they're identical, look alike. There was two twins, a class below me in school. Actually, John Paul Martin, one of them is Watford, and you know.
Name.
But I could never... I was like, it's John. He was like, no, it's Paul. Yeah. I could never identify.
Yeah, given up on
there's different kinds of twins. There's identical twins and non-identical.
So like, I can see how it happened.
No,
but you are going out with the girl, so maybe you should know something about it. But you are having a night out. So
no, I'm sorry. I'm going to say, right, even if nothing happened, you still woke up in a bed with the girl.
Yeah.
It's not the right girl. No, I'm sorry. And you're going out with the other twin and this girl is saying to say nothing. That's suspicious.
That is suspicious. That's the suspicious
If there was
part.
Nothing wrong or nothing had happened, then why not just say...
She would have gone, oh my God, what's going on? I had such a laugh and tell her sister.
And then you tell the sister straight away. It's all cleared. Now it's this big secret and he's confused that something happened. I would have to say it to her.
As the guy?
Yeah. But I also think as the twin, I would tell my sister.
No, I think you would go to the twin you were in bed with and say like,
what happened
like, because like,
how did we end
fair
up
enough
there?
Like, you can still get angry at a spoon because that's still ridiculous. Like, you're wrapping yourself
around. I don't
want
my fellas.
No, not what if they were at the stage where they were inebriated and he thought it was you.
I don't care. I still wouldn't want my other half
this
being in the bed with
difficult one.
My another girl, never mind my sister.
The one looks like you.
Yeah, like, no, I think it's like, I would.
I don't know that.
I would rather know, like, and then she can decide what she wants to do. But you need to find out what happened. And then you need to, I would say you have to own up, because that's going to come out. You can't potentially marry this girl and then be at the top of the altar, like, and the twin is the maid of honour.
It's a shame they're away in Austria for Christmas, because this sounds exactly like a Christmas Day episode of EastEnders.
It
waiting
does,
to
actually,
burst
yeah.
out on Christmas Day.
This
what are your thoughts?
Right,
can I get one thing out of the way first, because there's quite a few people who are messing in and they believe that it's some kind of test between the two sisters. I don't know what they're testing. I don't know what the method was. I don't know what they were trying to do. But there's a few people suggested that is this a test?
I think that's
be careful.
Really strange behaviour if that is the case. And then that's not your fault. But I just would be really surprised. Like, why would you?
Test
why would you
to
do that to somebody?
Right, let's get to some of the messages. Good advice from Clokey in the Christmas season. Drink aware.
Absolutely. Laura said, my now husband accidentally got into bed with my mum years ago.
Oh, accident, all right.
He will never live it down. Nothing happened, so no big deal.
Yeah, no, I get that, because that happened to like the girls when they were teenagers in my friend's group. That one of them stayed in the other house, and in the middle of the night she got up and got into bed with the dad. I mean, you'd never get over it.
That is so bizarre.
Brenda says, come clean, because it will either eat you up with guilt or will come out eventually. Tell her the truth. It'll only get worse and ruin the relationship.
Taylor says, tell her ASAP from start to finish what happened and what you remember. Tell her exactly what your sister said, then nothing can be twisted. Whereas if he leaves it and the twin says something, he'll be in the wrong. Sister or not, that's a sly girl, and the other poor sister deserves to know, and then she can choose what she wants to do. I think that's good advice.
There's also a chance. I'm thinking back to that story I told about my friend. She was sleepwalking.
Reaction of the twin too, with the kiss and the I won't say anything. That's the weird part.
Maris says, some guys have all the luck. I wish my partner had a twin sister. Leave that there.
What if you didn't want to be anonymous, Maris?
Quivo's on.
Is what if she got into bed with him after he'd fallen asleep and he just like naturally in his sleep spooned her? Her reaction is all wrong. And I personally would be telling his girlfriend to be letting her know like that was her reaction. I think she could like him and want him. That doesn't sound very good twin behavior. I would definitely be saying something. Anyways, that's my two cents.
Thank
bye
you for
bye.
That, Quiva.
Thank you,
take some of Sean's message.
Buddy, you gotta come clean. You have to come clean. Because they've got like freaking telepathy or something. They're telepathetic. She'll know. They'll know. They'll communicate without talking. But regardless of that, you need to come clean. Right? For your own good and for hers.
Thank you for that, Sean. And we'll finish with Trevor in Carlow.
Go on, Trevor.
Oh my God. I don't care how drunk you are. You do know who you land up beside in the old lava. Jesus, that's some Jeremy Kyle. SH1T. Man, that lad. Oh my God. Oh my God. What can you say? Jesus, that lad. Oh, I tell you, well, honestly, the best policy there, but for God's sake, no matter how identical a twin looks, Jesus Christ, he must have having some beer goggles on his head, boy. Good luck, Trevor from Garda.
Thanks, Trevor.
Thanks, Trevor.
Thank you. Right, Daily Dilemma. We've got some of your best bits over Christmas.
Yes.
We have a new episode of Daily Dilemma Uncensored live dropping where we get your podcast tomorrow. But in the meantime, thank you for trusting us in 2025 with your
round of applause.
Your sad ones, your crazy ones, your funny ones. We love it. And Daily Dilemma returns January 5th on Beat Breakfast.
Woohoo!